The report was basically pretty neutral. The corn ending stocks, which everybody was really mostly focused on, was not much of a difference. The market was kind of looking at maybe a larger ending stocks number. It didn't come out to. They looked at possibly thinking that the yields were going to drop out and the production was going to be down. Now, that's not the case. The market treated the report as very neutral and even. Now, there is some information out that the U.S. government is going to resurvey some farmers in five northern states and reevaluate the numbers of the corn and beans that were still remaining in the fields and may elect, in their words, to adjust the production and stocks numbers. So that will be, we'll have to wait and see. So as far as the report and as far as what the market has done, it really has not traded what everyone anticipated, I guess. So it refocused, the market refocused back onto the U.S.-China trade signing agreement, which took place on the 15th. And since then, the market has gone bearish. So that seems to be more of the concern to the grain industry, the agricultural industry, as to why, what's the reasoning, trying to search out answers for that. So that's probably more the focus now than what the final numbers on the report. Everybody was focused and looking at the report's numbers. But it seems to be it's this now, the driving force. Yeah.